Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast. And we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk.
So I lost my sister Dana March of 2018. She was 31. It was actually on her 31st birthday. So we were 3 years apart. I was the older sibling. And when you are the sibling of somebody in addiction, whether it's alcohol addiction or drug addiction, it's very complex, because for me, I was the older sibling, so I was the natural protector. Right. And when you have a loved one in addiction, you kind of grieve the loss of them before they actually physically pass away. So addiction can steal their personality. It can steal their appearance. It can steal their future, even though they're still here. And then when they pass away, it's like the tsunami of emotion, even though you kind of expected it to happen. And if you love someone in addiction, after they pass away, it's this weird feeling where you get, I don't want to say relief, but maybe that's the right word, because they're not struggling anymore.
Right.
And you know they're finally at peace. They finally found the peace that they were searching for. So in that way, it is a relief. But you're still going through all of these emotions. You feel angry, you feel sad, you feel guilty. And the guilt will just eat you up. And you think, should I have said something? Should I not have said something? Should I have done this differently? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So it's all these emotions that just go on and on and on. And we call it a complex grief. And when you lose a sibling, and I've talked to... Unfortunately, I know quite a few people who've lost siblings to alcoholism or drug overdose, and we all kind of feel the same way. It's like, as a sibling, you think you're going to have this long-term plan of growing old together. That's the natural progression of things. And then suddenly it's cut short, and it's a shock. Whether it was your only sibling or whether you have multiple siblings, it's still a shock. And you end up missing what could have been.
Right.
And you end up missing and grieving the future, because there is no future.
For peer support, you feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, rageagainstaddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.